Blog Talk Radio.
Look up for me when everyone was down on me. You always did understand. You gave me.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for welcome to Mothers Helping Mothers Talk Show. I will be your host tonight, Jessica Belgrave, the founder of Mothers Helping Mothers, Elmira, New York. Tonight, our topic will be selective choosing of a mate, because he is not just your man. And what we mean by that, he is not just going to be your man. Eventually, he will become, if he's the right one, the father of your child. And the reason I say selective choosing, when you choose a man, know that when this man make a child with you, everything about his health history, his family's health history, will be in your child. Everything about who this man is will become a part of your child. All of his habits, good or bad, whichever one which outweighs the other, will be within your child, and you will have to deal with this. You have 18, sometimes 21 years to deal with this. So, again, be selective about who you're choosing as a mate, because he won't just be your man. Some of them may make it through. Some of them may not. But you don't know who's who, because everyone puts their best foot forward in the beginning. So you want to be very careful in who you choose as a mate. Because after that best foot put forth is not there anymore, you're going to see the real person. And as Maya has told all of us, the poet, when someone show you who they are, believe them. Because he's going to show you who he really is. And us women, we like to make excuses for all the different behavior patterns that they're displaying. Oh, no. When a person show you who they are, you have to believe them. So, again, be selective in choosing your mate. You may have to deal with this guy for 18 to 21 years and sometimes longer. So, selective choosing of a mate. If you guys are listening out there and want to call in, you just use the number that was provided from the link and then use the pen. And I'm taking any questions or comments. Choosing of a mate, because he is not just your man. He's going to become someone's father. He may become your husband, a brother-in-law, different things like that. And you will have to deal with his behaviors, good or bad. Health history of his family and him and yours. So you're not just choosing a mate for yourself. So be selective in your process. If we have any callers, I will be taking questions. So again, selective choosing of your mate. And again, selective choosing of your mate, we go into detail. And it's because you're not just choosing a mate for yourself. You're choosing a child for your father. You're choosing brother-in-law, sister-in-law, all of those different things. And his behavior is going to come out, and you're going to act surprised because you've seen it before. I'm quite sure you're going to see it. But us as women, of course, we make excuses for them. When he show you who he are, who he is, believe him. Because you're going to have to deal with that from 18 to 21 years. Hear me out, people. 18 to 21 years of dealing with this same behavior, this same childish manner, or anything else that's not acceptable to you. So if he displayed this type of behavior in the beginning, believe it and get out of there. Because he's not just your man. He's going to become something more than that later. And I'm not saying each and every individual is going to become something later, but it's a possibility that they are. So each and every individual that you come across, if you're dating them, ask the right questions. Look at the body language. Listen. Don't do as much talking. Do more listening. And believe them when they tell you things. If they tell you, oh, I'm the type that go in and I just take what I need from a relationship, and those kids, those not my kids. Don't laugh, because if you have a kid with him, you're going to be the one he's talking about, that your kid is not his, although the baby's sitting there looking exactly like him. Be selective in your choosing of a mate, females. Be selective. The next thing, If a man come in telling how conniving he is and different things like that, believe him. And don't think that it won't happen to you, because it will. It definitely will happen to you, because it's not about you. It's about the mate that you chose. This is who he is, and he's going to display the behavior that he's going to display because it's him. Believe him. Get out of there. Don't wait and make a baby with this man, and then you got to deal with all his conniving moves and disappointments to you and your child. You think mothering starts when after the child is here on earth? No. Mothering starts with selective choosing. Mothering starts when you're impregnated with the baby. Mothering starts way before. So be selective now in your choosing of a mate, because he's not just your man. Okay, callers, call in if you have any questions, or do you agree, do you not agree? Call in and let me know. This is Jessica Belgrave of Mothers Helping Mothers of Elmira, New York.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing? Not bad, not bad.
How you doing?
And I'm calling out of, I'm good. And I'm calling out of Conyers, Georgia. And, you know, I just wanted to pose a question out there real quickly. A lot of women try to change men, you know, because I guess they feel that they can make us better than what we are. And, you know, I'm listening to the show. And by the way, great show, wonderful show. In selectively choosing a mate, in for a woman's for in the woman's term, it's a man. For the man's term, it's a woman. Hopefully, nowadays, you never know. Nowadays, you know.
Exactly.
what advice would you give some of the young ladies and the young, I guess, brothers out there who are looking, you know, for a mate who may have a little boy or a little girl? And, you know, going after the person that they want to be with.
Okay. If I'm understanding your question, you're asking me what about the women or men that's looking to get a mate, and they coming in thinking they can change a situation, change a person?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Well, my response to that is something that I go by. It's called being a 24-hour person. When you meet someone...
Uh-huh.
Ask questions, listen to their answers and things, and see, and when you talk to them at different times of the day, see if they're that same type of person at all times that you talk to them, because what you want is a 24-hour person. That means for the whole 24 hours of a day, you're dealing with the same kind of person with the same kind of personality, and if you get that, then you're good. But if you come across people who are different at this time and different at that time, you want to watch a little closer. Because some people have a bad day, and I give them that. But look a little closer. That's what I'm saying. Keep your eyes open, because you cannot change people. People change themselves, but you cannot change people.
That's right.
So, no,
that's
don't
right.
go into a relationship thinking you could change a person, because you're going to be sadly hurt, and you're only going to make that person better for the next person coming along. Then you're really going to have your feelings hurt. So I hope I answered your question.
You sure did, and I thank you. Great show. I'm going to keep listening in the background. Callers, please call in. The phone number is down there, 657-383-0510. Press 1 to talk, and God bless you, Ms. Belgrave.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
Anytime. Bye-bye.
So, everyone else who's listening, please call in. If you have a comment or you have a question, please call in. Again, this is Jessica Belgrave. I'm the host, founder of Mothers Helping Mothers of Elmira, New York, and I'm doing Block Radio. And again, the topic is selective choosing of a mate, because he is not just your man. He will definitely become other things than that, like your baby's father. And you're going to have to deal with this man from 18 to 21 years, depending on when you decide your child is an adult. So let's have this conversation. Let's get real. Let's stop expecting things that's never going to happen. Stop expecting things that you've been doing over and over and over to be a different outcome. That's the definition of insanity. So let's stop being crazy and insane and look at this from a perspective of the truth. He's not just your man. Be selective in your choosing of a mate. because he will become your child father. He will become your husband. He will become relatives of your family members. And if he got a jacked up attitude with you, he will have a jacked up attitude with everyone else I just named, including your child. Protect your child now. You can prevent it by being selective in the mate that you choose. Also, in the health part of that, if things run in his family like twins, you might want to look at him a little differently if you know you can't handle twins. Because if twins run in the family and it's a possibility, you may be having twins. And can he handle that? Can you handle that? Can y'all handle that as a couple? You really need to look at these things. Ask questions, people. When you're on those dates, that's what dating is for, to ask questions, to see if you and I are compatible. Ask questions and listen to the answer. Listen to people's answers because you learn a lot by listening. And when people open their mouth, you hear them. You hear who they really are. Don't just jump into bed. Date these men. Date them. Understand who they are, because when people show you who they are, believe them, as the late Maya Angelou said, believe them when they show you who they are the first time around. I'm quite sure we went through this a couple of times, so now it's time to get it right. Again, you could call in, and we're taking questions or comments. Again, be selective in the choosing of your mate. He is not just your man. I hope I got through to somebody tonight. And if you have any comments, questions, or concerns, we'll be on Wednesdays. Just call in. So that's where I'm coming from, ladies. Be selective in the choosing of your mate. He is not just your man. I talked to my daughters, and one just graduated from college, and I spoke with her. Nice young man, very nice young man that she's dating. But I see some things inside him that may be a health problem. We discussed it. Is it bad to discuss that? No, he's a sweet guy. But be ready for these things. Be ready. And she's ready. She saw it too. And so I'm glad we discussed it. She was able to see the same thing I saw. And she's ready. She even started her career based on what she's dealing with him. So she's ready. And she's willing to accept it because he's worth it. But again, they dated for a whole year. And when I met him, I saw it right away, and so did her sibling. So we discussed it. I mean, we can't ignore this stuff, people, is a fact. You are not just dating him. He's going to date you. You're going to make babies, and he's going to be in your family. So everything that's wrong with him now will be wrong with him then, just a little bit more, because now he's in there. So if you don't want to deal with it now, you better walk away. Don't try to deal with it later. Choosing of a mate, because he is not just your man. And it's okay to be truthful and honest with people. Trust me, you'll save him time and you'll save yourself time and hurt and pain. And let me tell you something about a thief. Everybody steal, or whoever steals or whatever they do, they time, they get over it. But the thief of time is the worst thief in the world, because that's something you cannot get back. So don't waste your time with these no good men. You're going to look around, it's going to be too late. Stop wasting your time. Choose your mate, be selective in the process, and then go from there. Date these people. Date the men, and men date the women. Ask these important questions. You know, credit worthiness is an important question. You want to ask them that. If somebody, you making all this money and you're a saver, you definitely don't want to mate up with someone who's a spender and don't know how to save, because as you work and save, he's going to be behind your back spending. And then you're going to be ready to divorce them. Save yourself some time and money. Ask the questions up front. Be selective in your process. And that's what I'm telling you today. Don't say you never even knew, because I'm telling you now, be selective in your process while you have time. Some people, it's too late. Well, because you're in the marriage. But if you look into divorce and you did divorce, I'm not promoting divorce at all. I'm just saying, if you're already there, next time around, be selective in your process. Don't go pick up his bum-run friend, and you had the same problem, just with the friend and not the man. So be selective in your process when you're choosing a mate, because he will not just be your man. This is Jessica Belgrave, the host of the founder of Mothers Helping Mothers of Elmira, New York. What else I can share with you guys, because this is the first time I'm meeting you. Anyway, I've come across a couple of men that were good to date, but they were not the ones to marry. So I had to step back and say, self, that's right, talk to yourself. Self, you know this man is not for you. Don't waste your time. And you know what I do? I keep it moving. I keep it moving. And then you get to an age where you don't have to accept nobody's mess. Nobody's mess, nobody's shortcomings, nobody's jealousies, nothing. You don't have to accept that stuff. From the beginning, know that you don't have to accept it, and then later you don't have to deal with it. 15 to 21 years later, you don't have to deal with it. So save yourself some time, because the biggest thief is the thief of time. So ladies, be selective in your process when you're choosing a mate. And if you already have someone who's not doing right or not treating you right or who's no good, this male or female, talk to that person and find your way out. If you can't make it work, find your way out. You don't want to spend a lot of time there. People say they stay for the kids. Guess what? Those kids are just as miserable as you are in that failed relationship. You know, so go through the process of either weeding out or getting closer. But staying the way you are with the arguing and things is not going to work. Be selective in your process if you choose to pick another man. Well, I guess that's all I have to say right now, but I will accept any callers again. Thank you for listening. This is Jessica Belgrave of Mothers Helping Mothers, Elmira, New York.